Okay. Continues Halacha Gimel. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shein Kenolad, Ve'inan Kenolad, V'chachem Mimodim Lo Ketza, Omer Konim Shein Ino Se Plonit Shaviyara, Omer Lo Beit, Or Asa Teshuvah, Konim El Bayit Zeh Shein Nechma Shakelev Ra Betocho, Or Shah Nachash Betocho, Omer Lo Meit HaKelev, Or Nehrag HaNachash, Harein Kenolad, Ve'inan Kenolad, V'chachem Mimodim Lo, some have the gears of Ein Chachem Mimodim Lo. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Misham, the point over here, that the death of the Kelev, the Nachash, is not because it's Nolad, but it's Misham Neder Ta'ut. And it's talking about Kvar Meta Kelev, Kvar Neraga Nachash. He's not saying that if it happens afterwards, that it's not considered to be Nolad. And Rabbi Lo, B'Shem Rabbi Lozer says, no, it's because it's a condition. The reason that over here you don't need a heter is because it's like any other condition. You said, I won't marry her as long as her father is rotten. So her father is dead, or did tshuva, so then fine. The dog is dead, so then I made my neder dependent on it. So it's as if...
So how is it a neder?
It's not. It's a machlokes. According to Shmuel, it's because it's a neder ta'ut, because it already happened. According to Rabbi Lot, it's because you're making it dependent on something like you would say, I won't be nene to this guy as long as he's a frum. But the moment that he's lavash levanim, mutarbo. So I make the nene dependent on something, that something changes, it's fine. Rabbi Zira B'Sher says, two completely different ways of learning the Mishnah. It happened, or it happens. That's the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Lo. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afu eino tzarich heter chacham. So too, Rabbi Zira said, who holds like Rabbi Lo, that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Lo, that it's the equivalent of making a condition. Therefore, you don't need heter chacham. The moment that tznai is batel, the neder is also batel all on its own. Now, in the Torah it says, "Ktiv lo tikom v'lo titor et bnei amecha." So, hecha vina, how does a person deal with a situation where he really feels like he wants to kill the other guy? Havi mikatea kupad, umocha sakinu liyadoi. Like, you know what it's like? It's like somebody who was cutting meat, and he cuts now his own hand with the knife that he's cutting the meat. So tachzor v'tamchel yadei. What do you think you should do? Should you now take revenge on your hand that cut your hand, and now cut your other hand that was holding a knife? No, I mean it's the same thing. Basically, Klal Yisrael is like a single unit. What are you going to do? If you're angry at your hand, numela. The same way that you're angry at your hand, you're angry at another Jew. So what are you going to do? Cut off your nose and spite your face? No. It's pretty ridiculous. So if you think about it in that way, that's Echavida. How are you misgaver? That's how to be misgaver.
It's the Yoshami paper of Kowalski,
that's how Chiyos. Yeah, it's true. V'yahavta l'reacha kamaucha, Rabbi Akiva omer zeh klal gadol b'Torah. This is basically an ikar of the kiyum of the Torah, because if l'maisa, there's a hafta l'reacha kamaucha, so memela, all of the other isurim, in terms of the dinim of honesty, business, how to treat people, and the problems of midas, kina, kavod, and so on. All of these things will become moot because it's all automatically handled by the fact that there's love there. Ben Hazer Omer, Zeh Sefer Toldot Adam, Zeh Klal Gadol Mizeh. You want to talk about a Klal Gadol? After Reach HaKamocha, small potatoes. The biggest klal that you can ever have is the fact that it says in the Torah Zeh Sefer Toldot Adam b'dmut b'tzelem Elokim bara ha'olam. If you remember that, forget about whether you love him, you don't love him. Right? No, the point is, that's, suppose a guy doesn't think very much of himself. So what good is Ve'al Torecha Kamocha going to do? But this, to remember what a human being is, that's a claw. And that, it doesn't matter what you think of yourself. When you hear it, it will make you recognize the gadlus of Adam, and therefore you'll be very careful in how you treat yourself and others. Now, the Mishnah says, Shema Yani, maybe the guy will become poor, and you won't be able to support him, so therefore, that's a kosher petach. Why is that a kosher petach? Why isn't that nolad? Lavki noladi? How can we make him? Shema Yani, and he won't be able to mefarnes him. I thought in potrim and nolad? Omer Ebizira, no. That's the most normal thing in the world, is to get poor. I mean, all you need is the bank just ups its charges. Aniyut Mitsuya, that's very shkiyach. It's not called Nola. Kehada, we find that Aniyut is Mitsuya, like the case of a guy where the Chadbar Nash have a Baldine Atir, a certain guy who was suing a rich man. So Ata boy Midam Kamirab, the Ani came to call the Baldin, the rich guy, in front of Rab, and Shalach Rab Badre, Rab sent him a summons. They should come to court. Omar, so the Oshir said, ah, come on, man, Imawuana boy making me. I'm gonna sit here, waste my time with this shmo. The guy doesn't have any money. What do I have to talk to him for? Let me tell you something. Even if kach in aton gamlaya da Arabia, even if all of the camels in Arabia would show up, lotanin kurkisaya de aputikididi, they wouldn't even be able to carry the keys to all of my bank accounts and safe deposit boxes. I mean, you're talking to me. That I, Donald Trump, should come and deal with nobody. Shomama, so Rav heard his response to the summons, and he said to him, he said to the people, he says, Ma'am mitga'ed velo le'estin, the guy is being mitga'ed, something that is not, doesn't belong to him. So, you know what? Tehi pachta be, may he lose it. As soon as he said that, minyad, as soon as Rav said those words, nafat kalvasim min malchuta, they sent out a new law, and they sent out the police, the Yael hu medalia letimayon, that he and everything he has shall be taken over by the royal court. So now, Oti Gabi Rav, the usher came to Rav, and said, okay, I'm sorry. Omar le'al, tzalu alai, the nafshi tachzor, please, you gotta pray. You gotta pray for me. That, at least let me live. And, so tzali alui, Rav was mispalav for him, v'chazra alo, and actually they ended up giving him not only his life, but all of his money. So the story ends on and off.